Radio.com. Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Grace Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRiosSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of.
Good evening. Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields. I am She's Gone Country with Becky, co-host this evening, along with Donalyn Quintana, our other co-host. Becky is unable to join us tonight, but we wish her well and hope that she's feeling better because she'll be back next week. We have a great show this evening, and we can't wait to introduce our guests to you. However, at this time, I'd like to take a moment just to say thank you to Maria, that is our producer, along with For Radio, which is a media platform owned and operated by For International, and our station sponsors, Higher Accents, the Ambassador Program, and BMB Builders and Remodeling. Show sponsors for She's Gone Country with Becky, of course, is Trinity Wellness, Cowboy Up Energy, TobeAccountable.com, Trust Rio Silver, and Living Royal Productions. Anyway, right now, Donalyn Quintana, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. It sounds like it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. And before we introduce our special guest, Donalyn, would just like to take a moment and just dedicate this program tonight in memory of Aaron James Custer, a very special young man that left us way too soon, and our guest co-host, Cody Custer, and his beautiful wife, Stacy, along with son, Brett, and daughter, Lacey. You lift all of us up every day with your faith and your continued support, and you always uplift everyone. So anyway, in memory of Aaron tonight, we are proud to have with us this evening special guests, Mike White and Luke Sullivan from Pro Bull Fantasy. Are you there?
Yes.
Perfect.
Luke is here.
All right, Luke. Mike, are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. What about J.W. Hart? Did he ever get connected?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Oh, perfect, guys. Perfect. Well, hey, we have had Pro Bowl Fantasy. Luke has been on with us before, and we've visited about ProBowlFantasy.com. But just because we have some new listeners and because Blog Talk is a worldwide platform, we have listeners, you know, scattered around the globe in Australia, island of Crete, all over. So if you could, Luke, why don't you just kind of bring us up to date with Pro Bowl Fantasy and what it is?
We came up with this idea about a year ago, and me and Mike jumped on board and wanted to basically promote the PBR and bull riding a little more in depth with fans and get them more involved each week with the Built for Tough events and give them an opportunity to win money like the PBR riders and win prizes as well each week.
So Pro Bowl Fantasy can be played online, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, I mean, besides money, I mean, I know there's a trophy buckle involved, and this is just a great way for fans to further follow the PBR. Now, Mike White, I know you're a former PBR rider. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, Mike. Well, it's really a thrill to have you with us tonight. Would you please go ahead and maybe, give us a little bit of background for our listeners? Many of them will know who you are, but we will have some that don't. So please fill us in about who Mike White is.
Well, I'm I've won the world in the PRCA in 1999. I've qualified for the PBR World Finals 10 years. I've rode professionally for 15 years. I live in DeKalb, Texas, and I've basically been retired from the PBR for 4 years now.
Okay, and so, Mike, tell us about, you know, you've been retired for 4 years, but, I mean, we constantly see your name out there. You have the Mike White Pasture Rope, and I believe, in fact, I believe one of our show sponsors, Trust Rio Silver, worked with you this year on a buckle. It's been a while ago, but tell us about Pro Bowl Fantasy and just exactly what your part is in it.
Well, my part is just to kind of PR, trying to get more players, get more people involved in it. You know, it's just like Luke said, it's a great way to get the fans involved. You know, when you – it's just like a football game. You don't care to watch it, but when you got money involved and you're playing and pulling for somebody, you definitely want to sit down and watch it. And I think it's the same way with the bull riding. When people start losing interest, they start playing the game, and they go back to watching it, pulling for those guys that they're betting for.
Well, absolutely. And Pro Bowl Fantasy, we hear about it every day, and I know that you have a lot of active players out there. J.W. Hart, are you on with us tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Welcome. So happy to have you. J.W., if you would please share a little bit about your background with our listeners.
Oh, boy. I'm a little older than the rest of them, I think, but just grew up in Oklahoma and you know, went to rodeo when I was young and the PBR was started. And I guess I was 1995 Rookie of the Year. I won the World Finals in 2002. And I went to 13 World Finals all total. And lucky enough that my peers inducted me into the PBR Ring of Honor in 2008, and now I just work as a TV commentator for the PBR and talk about all the good guys that are coming through the ranks.
And wow, I mean, there, you know, Donna Lynn, are you there? I mean,
I am. Hi, JW. Hi, Mike, and hi, Luke.
How are you?
Hello there.
Good. I'm here. Pretty impressive, you know. This is going to be a great show. It's just amazing, the unstoppable attitude of JW and Mike. I wanted to ask one thing: Did you break your neck twice or once?
Yes, ma'am. It was twice. Once in 2000 and once in 2004 or 5.
That's amazing. That's an unstoppable attitude. Same with JW. Yeah, you guys are known to be unstoppable bull riders.
I don't know if I'd go as call it as unstoppable. It's just we may not be the smartest guys around.
You definitely are heroes.
Absolutely. Well,
you are easily influenced.
Well, tell us, if you would, please. I know that, you know, I mean, you know, PBR is in full swing right now, and there's so much going on. And, of course, you know, I think one of the neat things about PBR is it is so fan-based. I mean, everything about PBR is for the fans. And right now, what's our next event that we're looking to? Is it Tulsa?
Yes, ma'am. Tulsa is this coming weekend.
And so Tulsa is going this coming weekend. Does it start on a Friday? And, I mean, do the PBR fans still have a chance to get online and put together, pick their riders and get everything lined out so they can, you know, be part of Pro Bowl Fantasy this weekend?
Yes, ma'am. We kind of started a new deal this second half. Where the entries normally open the Wednesday before the event. And so we're looking at a couple of days. Entries are open, and everybody will be able to go online to ProBowlFantasy.com and pick their team for the weekend. But this second half of the season, we're wanting to do two pots for the PBR finals. We want to do our normal pot, which is $3,000 payout, but we're wanting to do a bigger pot and let players basically qualify for the bigger pot at the PBR finals. So. Players, there are 9 events left, and they're able to, they have to play in all 9 events to qualify for the big pot at the PBR finals. So that's going to be a little extra fun, a little more incentive for players. They'll be able to play for the $3,000 pot, but also the bigger pot we're going to have.
Okay, so that means, though, to you know, be part of this, they need to start playing this weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. They can start entering on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, so walk us through entering, if you will, because, I mean, there you know, going to be some listeners out there that don't know. So, all right, so they're going to get online, they're going to enter. Tell us the steps, if you would.
Our computer system pretty much does everything for the player. They just go in and log in and create an account. Then whenever the entries open, it just takes them straight to the screen, and we have the 35 bull riders for the weekend, and they're separated in 3 different groups, 2 out of the first group, 2 out of the second, and 3 out of the third group. And that'll give you 7 riders, and then we have 15 bulls to choose from, and they're normally the short go bulls, which is like the Bushwhackers and the Asteroid, Mickey Mouse, and those type of bulls, and you can pick 3 bulls. So those 10 those 10 picks are going to be on your team for the weekend. So you're able to watch and keep up with their score. And after the weekend, everything's tallied up.
Okay. So we're getting ready to go ahead and take a station break here in just a moment or so. But when we come back, I'd like to visit with you a little bit more about not only the Tulsa event, but again, you were talking about the 9 events that were left. And how players can qualify for a bigger pot,
And we're going to just visit right through that and then talk right up to the PBR final. So right now, we're going to take a station identification, and we'll be right back.
For radio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields, your co-host, along with Donalyn Quintana, and we are going to be spending the next 45 minutes or so visiting with Pro Bowl Fantasy. We have Mike White, J.W. Hart, and Luke Sullivan with us. Gentlemen, pleasure to have you with us this evening. And again, we've been talking about ProBowlFantasy.com, which of course is a great online game, and it enables, you know, PBR fans to pick their favorite bull riders, and every week, along with a PBR event, a wonderful chance to win money, a championship buckle. I do understand that we have a caller on the line, and our caller on the line is Eddie. Are you there, Eddie?
I sure am. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we are doing great. Eddie, please tell us where you're calling from, and do you have a question for J.W., Luke, or Mike tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Facebook about Pro Bowl Fantasy Online, and I was calling to see, is it very hard to log in? I haven't had a chance to log in and play yet.
No, it's really easy. Just go to ProBowlFantasy.com, and you can create an account there. And it's basically just put a couple pieces of information in, your name and date of birth, basically, and you set up a username and password, and you're good to go then.
Okay. And are y'all the same Pro Bowl Fantasy I saw on the main PBR webpage? I clicked on play on their fantasy game, and I click on the fantasy tab, and I see Pro Bowl Fantasy show up there, too. That's y'all there as well?
Yes, that's us.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, Eddie, we certainly hope that, you know, once you hang up tonight, you'll go right back online, and you'll decide to play Pro Bowl Fantasy.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to log in and play. It looks like a lot of fun, for sure, and they pay out some good money. So hopefully I can win me some of that cash.
Sounds great, Eddie. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling down here in Texas, down here in Burkeville, Texas.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Luke, JW, or Mike, tell us, you know, Pro Bowl Fantasy draws in players from all over the nation, all over the world. Tell us about some of the past winners. What's some of the special memories that just kind of stick out in your mind?
We've had them from I think the most memorable one is about there was a man in from the Bronx, New York, that he won quite a bit, and just to to write a check to the winner, you know, especially like a bull riding game, and they live in the Bronx, New York, is just kind of odd. It's very neat because at least we know people in New York City and Manhattan, the Bronx, and that area is actually watching the PBR. So that's what's neat to me is seeing the different cities. So,
oh wow,
so that kind of sticks out.
Yeah, absolutely, that would stick out. Donna Lynn, do you have any questions?
Well, I'm just enjoying this. I was just thinking as writing this down, and it's just amazing when I look at JW and Mike's career. 13 was a JW 13 times to the PBR finals.
Yes, ma'am. That's getting kind of old in the tooth there, I think.
Well, my gosh. And then Mike, you were 10 straight PBR finals, or in between you were injured. What was it?
Yes, ma'am. I had some injuries in between, so it kept me out. You know, the year I broke my neck, or both years, and I had a stretch of bad luck from 2000 to 2002. I couldn't stay healthy at all, so unfortunately, I missed out then. I made the NFR 3 years in a row, and then I committed straight to the PBR 100%.
Well, I say this just because, you know, we know as the years progress, and Vicki coming from Christensen Brothers Rodeo Company and Vicki and I being rodeo brats, we have seen how ranked the bulls are now. And it's like you guys just kept rising to the occasion. And it's just amazing that you're the athletes that you were, that the idea of doing it 10 and 13 years in a row is just mind-boggling, because it's another league. It's just a new league. So I'm forever impressed with you two.
Well, thank you.
Well, Donna Lynn, this is Vicki, and I definitely am too, because the PBR from its conception and how it has grown, and all along the PBR was truly a fan base, and now with Pro Bowl Fantasy, even more so, because, I mean, people can sit at home in the comfort of wherever they're at and play along and still feel like they're part of it. But I know when you go to the PBR finals, for me, the thing that you really feel, and that is the fan involvement. So, JW, a question for you. How, over the years, have you personally seen the PBR develop and change from when you first started to participate?
Well, there's been a lot of different changes. Actually, there's been, when we first started, it was just real early on when the vests were part just coming into use, and then the use of helmets have really evolved over the last few years. But mostly the money's what's changed the most. It's gotten so big with the world champion winning $1 million now, and the bulls have changed so much. I don't know that the bulls back then or today were any ranked at the top end, but than they was back then. But excuse me, there was, used to you'd only see all 15 bulls to fit that one type of caliber of an animal, and now you can go 65 bulls deep and still have the best quality in the world. And the guys are getting younger, and they're spending more time in the gym. They're actually turning into more athletic guys than they are just, grit-your-teeth kind of cowboys that me and Mike might have went at it the route we took. So it's the world of bull riding's evolved from, you'd look at it 100 years ago to today. I don't think there was as much change in the first 80 years as there has been the last probably 10 years, just with the money, the involvement of the helmets and the vests, and the guys spending more time in the gym, becoming more of an athlete than ever before. It's just truly a big involvement. And then with the Pro Bowl Fantasy, it's just like fantasy football. I have friends that play fantasy football that also play Pro Bull Fantasy, and they love them both, and they get really into them, and it gives them something to cheer for and a reason to follow on television.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most fun things, is because, the fans can can participate and feel like they're part of it. They're like going down the road to every PBR event. And talking about PBR events, how many PBR events are there in 2014?
You know, I think right off the top of my head, I think there's about 26 televised stops, and there's upwards of 80 or so of the Touring Pro non-televised events. And some of those actually were seen, you could see on PBR Live on the Internet. So there's plenty of it to watch, I promise.
Oh, yeah, beyond the wildest dreams. You know, Donald Lynn, when, you know, we're talking about, you know, when we grew up through the rodeo ranks and being rodeo brats and everything, I stop and I think about all these bulls and how, you know, all these fraternities, and they start bucking these bulls without riders. And I mean, I am just, I'm overwhelmed at what it encases, you know, everything that goes on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's amazing. It's just amazing what I've always wanted to know, like, what is the fan base of PBR? It really has grown exponentially to just cross over to city people for a long time. I guess we've known that, and it's been around for 20 years. But are you reaching millions? There are millions and millions every week that watch PBR, correct?
The demographic over the last few years has really changed. For the about 5 years ago, the demographic of watching professional bull riding was 35 to 54, I believe it was. But now they've really channeled it to market towards the people 18 to 34, because that's mm-hmm. our biggest consumers who buy the T-shirts and who buys the cowboy hats and the boots and things mm-hmm. like that. So they've changed some demographics in television and sponsorships. They've done a great job at it.
Yeah, they have. So who is the new CEO of PBR? I'm kind of out of the loop. Who is that, the CEO?
Is it Jim Hayworth?
Okay.
Yeah. The newest CEO is Jim Hayworth. He comes from Walmart, and he went to Sears and pulled Sears and Kmart out of the ditch in Japan and China. So
wow.
He's a marketing guru, really, and he's done some great things for us, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Well, this is Vicki, and just, you know, sitting back and listening, and I mean, again, the PBR is grown beyond anyone's wildest dreams and continues to grow on a daily basis. And Pro Bowl Fantasy is, again, fans, your chance to be part of the PBR and to root for your favorite bull rider, and the events go on and on. So we have Tulsa coming up this weekend. What is the next PBR event following Tulsa?
Following Tulsa will be they'll have a week break, one weekend off, and then they'll go to Thackerville, Oklahoma, and then on to Nashville. Then I'm not sure quite after that. I have to look at the schedule, to be honest.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's just, you know, it's gotten so huge. I don't know how anyone can remember every footstep that it takes. We're going to be taking another break here in a couple of minutes, but, one thing, Donald Lynn, that I want to ask both Mike and JW, and that is for their favorite memory throughout the years of their PBR involvement. So, fellas, be thinking about that, because when we come back from break, we'll just ask you to share those special memories with us. Right now, we're going to take a station identification. Thank you all, and we'll be right with you in a moment.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, trustriosilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Welcome back to Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. Tobeaccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Forradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. I'm going to get this right. I keep trying, okay? Anyway, we'd just like to welcome our listeners this evening. Donna Lynn Quintana and I have been spending this hour visiting the scene with, oh gosh, our Pro Bowl fantasy. We're so proud to have Mike White, J.W. Hart, and Luke Sullivan join us this evening. And I also understand that we have our special guest co-host on the line. Cody Kester, are you there? Cody? Okay, well, Cody was going to try to join us, but before the break, Donna Lynn and I were visiting with Mike and JW and asking them to share a special memory of the PBR that each of them have. So, Donna Lynn, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, what did you just ask? I'm sorry. What did you just ask?
Well, we were talking about Mike and JW sharing a special memory of the PBR. You know, throughout the year, something that really influenced them and directed, you know, where they went with their career.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so I'm trying to think of what did you want me to ask them?
Vicki, Maria with She's Gone Country and 4 Radio, and I wanted to let you know there was just some technical difficulties, so maybe there was a problem, but just to let you know that Cody is on, and you are all the mics are live now, and you can go ahead and take it away, Aunt Vicki. Cody is also on.
All right, perfect. Cody Kester, are you there?
I'm here. How y'all doing?
Welcome. We are good, Cody. So happy to have you with us this evening.
Betcha. Sorry I'm a little late.
Well, that's okay. We've just been sitting here, you know, visiting and chatting with Mike and JW and Luke, and we're just tickled to have you, Cody, and just to invite you to chat with them and share some PBR memories with our listeners.
You betcha. I guess I can kind of speak of, I guess, all of those guys that you have on the line just as one of the guys that was there in the beginning. Those guys were a little bit younger than me, and it's kind of cool to see them, to just get to watch their whole career and how they helped shape the PBR and made the PBR what it is today. You know, those guys of us that were kind of in there in the beginning, most of us kind of got past our prime before the PBR really got out there where everybody could see it, and you know, it was so popular. And the guys that, you know, these guys that you got on the line, they were in the heyday of their career. So really, those are the guys that people, they don't even remember some of us old guys or what we did. But right there's a core group of guys that really made the PBR what it is today. And, you know, I mean, it was all of us, I guess. But I would think that, you know, kind of I was past my prime when the PBR really got in its heyday. And those guys, you got to see the prime of their career. So that's a pretty elite set of guys on the line here. So pretty cool deal for me to be able to watch.
Well, Cody, this is Vicki, and you know, you're talking about elite, and honestly, Cody, I mean, you're one of the founding fathers, so I'm certain they feel the same way about you. The changes that you've seen in the PBR and seen it grow, Cody, what sticks out most in your mind?
Well, of course, you got the money's obviously the biggest deal, and I know JW and Mike. Maybe Luke probably enjoyed it a little bit more. His career was a little longer than those guys, but you know, you see these young guys that are getting to ride for $30,000-$40,000 a weekend, and then have an opportunity to win $1 million. That's something that I don't think anybody really. If we're going to be honest, I don't know that anybody really honestly foresaw that being how it was going to be. Just because at the time, you know, when we started that, we were. You know, I set an earnings record in 1992 with $149,000 in the PRCA. So there's 30 guys, you know, making that much money and more, seems like now. So it's a pretty exciting deal just to see the opportunities young guys have, and that their efforts are not going to go without having something to walk away from the sport with, which is what these guys that you have on the line. Because of their riding and their skill and their riding, they got to walk away from the sport with something to show for their bull riding careers. And that's basically what I think the whole idea behind it was, just to make it where guys could have something when they walked away.
Which is, I mean, totally amazing. And so many, you know, a door never closes but what another door opens. And so many of these past PBR riders and champions have went on to other things after their PBR days. And I think that's probably most gratifying. We're going to ask if we have any listeners out there. If you have, we know we have listeners online, but if you have any questions for any of our guests, just please press 1 to ask those questions. So Maria will know that you're in the host queue, and she'll make sure that you get on so you can talk with Cody, Mike, and JW, or Luke. Cody, right now. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Donna Ann?
My phone is really breaking up. Can you hear me all right? Can you
Donna
hear me okay?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay.
What about
all right. It's breaking up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Donna Ann. We've got Cody on the line along with Mike and JW.
Well, Cody, you know what? I wanted to make a comment. Your insightful commentaries on Facebook, and of course, because it's I love that. I'm still just enthused about the message of grace. But tell me a little bit about it. When you started writing those commentaries, was it because of more of a grace message that came from Pure Grace and Clark Whitten, or had it been instilled in you before that? Because it's so compelling and so liberating and such a good message for young kids to hear.
Well, as far as where I'm at in my relationship with the Lord and how I understand Him and how I see Him has a lot to do with experiences that I've had, and I've been on both sides of it, and I've been a guy that probably put too much pressure on other people to show their, you know, make their appearance be squeaky clean when nobody can really be squeaky clean. And so I don't know. It's where I'm at with my relationship with the Lord. I've got a lot more grace for people, and because of some of the things I've been through, and obviously since, you know, it's been just a week shy of 3 years since Aaron died, and my life drastically changed because of that. And but really, my life changed drastically because of him being my boy, and I learned a lot of stuff from him that, you know, you could say that we teach our kids a lot, but I sure learned a lot from Aaron about how to treat people. And so I've been on this journey for a long time, and I'm comfortable with who I am and where I'm at and where everybody else is at, because I trust God and how he does, how he shows himself to people in a way that they can't miss who he really is. And so that's where I'm at with it.
Well, this is Dawn Lynn. All three of you boys, I call you boys, that you guys are such exemplary people. Not only, I mean, are you the heroes, especially to my Western Wishes kids, but you're, you know, champions in life. You've learned how to make the transition and how to, you know, to speak into your children's lives so well. Mike, can you give me an answer maybe? And I don't know, I hate to even pin this down, but, you know, you're such a great dad, and when you made that transition, how do you encourage your children, but at the same time have that champion attitude, that never give up, unstoppable attitude, but still give them a chance to just be themselves? And because, you know, when they're dads, they're champions. It's a tough act to follow. So how do you, you know, give a sense of purpose for your kids and let them know that they're loved unconditionally without, you know, their identity being in being a champion? That's really a key thing. Writing this Western Wishes book is about their identity. Can you give us some example of how you speak into the lives of your children? Mike?
We might have lost Mike.
Okay, then Cody or JW, I just know you guys are great role models and done so much you've been such heroes to our Western Wishes kids, and you've brightened the lives of kids for the last 20 years, but you know, I really have a heart for teens in depression and kids in depression. And so is there any advice that you could give to kids that would be listening or listen later on in the archives about you know, how you raise your kids and their happiness is not defined on in who they are but and what they do, but unconditional love? Because I know that all of you guys are exceptional fathers. So anybody have a comment? It's just kind of been one of those days that I've been pondering that. And
Donna Lynn, this is Vicki, and we've had some technical difficulties, and I'm not sure if I'm not sure if JW is still on with us or Mike. Luke, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Well, awesome. Luke, are you a daddy?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Well, this is a $64,000 question. I so look up to this subculture that we call bull riding and rodeo, and the idea that those West kids look up to so many of those cowboys and those bull riders, and they're such heroes, but they also need to know, you know, that they don't have to be a world champion to define their happiness. So tell me about your kids.
Certainly. I have two, Tanner and Kendall. And actually, I just posted on Facebook, I guess, a couple of days ago, just started Kendall when she's seven. Started mm-hmm. her roping. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all about, in my opinion, if they want to do it at the end of the day. If they want to do it and try it, and then hey, that's fantastic. You know, I feel like you're either as a child, you're wanting to do something or you're not, and if whatever they're wanting to do or whatever they're into, you know, help them along and give as much advice as you can, and make everything they do rewarding. So
yes.
So you know, Kendall started roping the dummy, and in a matter of 10 minutes, she was swinging the rope correctly and throwing. So that's pretty rewarding there. I mean, for me, she was upset that she couldn't catch it, but at least she was swinging it right. So definitely each experience that they do, you know, if it's rewarding to me, then it might not be, you know, that big a deal to them, but it really is. So I just make sure and let them know, hey, you did your best and you enjoyed doing it, so let's move forward. So just always keep a positive note. That's what I always try to do with the kids.
Yeah.
Always keep everything positive and moving forward.
Yeah. Thank you, Luke.
Well, Luke, this is Vicki, and I know Luke's kids, and they are both just precious, absolutely precious. And Cody, are you still with us, Cody?
I'm here.
Awesome, okay. Awesome. Cody, share with us. Of course, we dedicated our show this evening in memory of Aaron, and what a special young man, and what a special family you have, Cody.
Yeah,
we just look you up and love all of you so much. Tell us about Brett. Tell us about Brett and his bull riding. I know he's got his jaw wired shut right now, and I
yeah.
hope he's, you know, eating a little bit
yeah.
more than he's sure.
It hasn't made him quit talking, though. He still likes to talk. No, you know, Brett, he's pretty easygoing, but he's real, real competitive. He's a lot like Aaron, in the fact that he doesn't like to lose. But he's a little more level-headed than Aaron was when he does, you know, when things don't go his way. Aaron was a little more expressive. Brett just kind of, he's real quiet. He doesn't say too much, but I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it bothers him. He doesn't like it at all, and he's real competitive. But the older he gets, you know, he's surpassed me. He's about maybe an inch taller than I am now, which you probably wouldn't even recognize him if you saw him now, Aunt Vicki. But he's really starting to favor Aaron a lot, and just a lot of his mannerisms. And he's, you know, Aaron was 6'1", and Brett's probably 5'10", 5'9½", or something like that. So anyway, he's really starting to favor Aaron, you know, the way he talks and the way he looks and stuff like that. But really, Brett's just one of them guys that he's like playing football and basketball. You won't find a kid that tries any harder, and you know that he's hustling the whole time. Maybe not the smoothest. You know, he's on the floor a lot playing basketball, and I mean he's probably on the floor as much as he's upright. But he's scrambling and trying hard, and he puts that same kind of deal into his bull riding. But you know, really, I haven't pushed him at all on his bull riding. I've got a set of real nice bulls here for him to get on and practice. And the other day, his buddy, or there was a kid here that got bucked off and hung up. Brett went in there to be a bullfighter, and the bull kind of hit the fence, and it changed the bull's direction just enough where he just smoked Brett down, ran over the top of him, broke his jaw and his collarbone. And thankfully, it wasn't anything worse because that bull stepped on the side of his face and it glanced down onto his collarbone. So I'm very thankful it wasn't worse than it was. But I think his bullfighting career might be on hold.
I had to laugh at something that Stacy said. Something about, I think she said it on Facebook. Well, she'll be happy when he can ride bulls again and quit trying to fight them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the thing is, I don't want to push him in any direction. I want to be there, just like Luke was saying. We gotta validate who they are and what their passions are. And sometimes their passion is not going to be the same as ours. Some of the stuff they love is going to be stuff we care about. But like basketball, I hated basketball when I was a kid, but it's just because I was not very good at it. But because of all three of my kids' love for the sport, I can't wait for basketball season now. You know, I just love basketball. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's the same thing as the father. He cares about the things that we care about. So what's important to us is also important to him. And that's why I talk to a lot of these kids. And you know, that when I pray over those kids, I always say that. I always say, you know, Father, thank you for letting us do what we love. And we know that what's important to us is also important to you. And I understand that a little bit better from this side of, you know, the father-son relationship. Now I'm a dad. I see that, hey, you know, I care about what my kids care about. And I'm sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's exactly how God is with us. He cares about what we care about. And so anyway, I try to instill that into my kids and let them choose their direction and validate them and let them know that they're loved and they're who they are because of who they are, you know. And you know, there's always a little bit of correction going on, but if you do it in a way where they know that you care about what they're doing, then that's a good dad right there, you know. And I like JW and Mike White and Chris Shearers and all them guys, they're as good a dad as, I mean, I watch them guys just with their little boys and their little kids, and I just, it's pretty cool to see because I never really paid that close attention to it. But now that my kids are older, Lacey's off of college, and, you know, Aaron would have been 21, so, and Brett's 16, so I get to watch these guys with their little kids and just watch how they interact with them. There's some good dads out there that, you know, pretty cool to watch. So.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, Cody, it's Aunt Vicki, but I get tickled because, you know, just like with Pecos and talking about kids and rodeo and winning rodeo is losing is just part of rodeo as well. But I was saying something to your cousin Brett the other week, last week I guess it was, about, well, you know, Pecos is, he's a humble winner. And a dignified loser. And Brett looked at me and he said, "No, Mom, he's not dignified about losing at all. He does not like. In fact, I can't quote exactly what your cousin Brett said, Cody. But anyway, you get
well, I tell you what, I went and watched him ride at the AJRA finals, that first performance in the calf riding, and he bucked off, and he was so mad he couldn't even hardly breathe. He was just so mad, and he was trying to not cry. But he wasn't really crying, but he just teared up, and he was just pissed, you know. And he kind of I just said, "Oh, hey, you know, I don't remember what I said to him. Something tried to encourage him, and he just kind of looked at me like I was stupid, and kind of jumped down. He was trying to keep from crying, you know, because he was so mad. And then it wasn't 30 seconds later, he's up there and he came and thanked me for coming to watch him. He said, "Thanks for coming to watch me ride, Cody." He goes, "That's only the third one that's bucked me off this year." That was pretty cool. And he's really intense. He's one of the most intense kids I've ever seen. That was pretty impressive.
Well, you know, being Grammy here, I'm awfully proud, and it kind of just blows me away. It's fun, definitely. But, you know, it's just Cody talking about being a dad, Luke being a dad, JW, Mike, you know, so many, you know, PBR people, dads and fathers now, and it's wonderful to see how you embrace and lift your children up, not just to, you know, bull riding, but to baseball, to football, to all of it.
Certainly. I think it's just, at the end of the day, I mean, mom and dad are going to want their kids to do what mom and dad wanted to do growing up, and not all kids are like that. So you just kind of accept what they like to do, and like I said, keep it positive and keep them involved and be a part of it. Show support. That's all it is. You know, everybody wants their kid that, you know, if you grew up in rodeo, you want their, you know, your child to, you know, strive to be a world champion. Well, they might not be into that. They might be into golf, and that's perfectly fine. The golf clubs are a lot cheaper than an expensive roping horse.
Yeah,
so,
there you go, Luke.
So it's up to the kids. You know, whatever they want to do is fine with me.
Oh, wow. Well, we have about 3 minutes till closing, and I know that we started this hour off talking about Pro Bowl fantasy, but, of course, without the bull riders and the dads and the husbands out there and the sons, there wouldn't be any Pro Bowl fantasy for any fans. So I've really enjoyed the conversation that we've shared tonight. And Donna Lynn, do you have any last minute questions?
Well,
for
you know what? A special shout out to Cody and JW and Mike through the years. You know, just thank you again for brightening the lives of our Western Wishes kids. But the thing is that I couldn't get over is that in 2 years in a row, that Mike White raised $20,000 for Western Wishes, and those were the 2 years were really rough. We couldn't even make $100,000 in that year. So a third of that whole year, well, I did the math when I was working on this book the other day, and Mike White single-handedly was responsible for sending 8 families to the NFR, and then the next year 6 families to the NFR. But it's just amazing. Plus their local wish, it translated into like 28 wishes. So, I mean, that's
wow.
Just amazing. That's just amazing. But all of it, I mean, you just got to know how much it means when those kids fix their eyes on their favorite champions or any of the champions. Like, it's priceless to see that little twinkle. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well,
yes,
Cody.
Great.
Cody and Luke, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And before we close out, Luke, tell us once again, our listeners, how they can play and be part of Pro Bowl Fantasy.
Just go to ProBowlFantasy.com and create an account with us. And this Wednesday, the entries will open for Tulsa, Oklahoma, Built Ford Tough, televised event this weekend. And pick you 7 bull riders and 3 bulls and sit back and watch the action. Lots of fun. Lots of cash.
Good.
Lots of cash. Again, Cody, thank you. Donna Lynn, have a wonderful evening. Luke, thank you so much. We're going to close out now and say good evening, and we have a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons. Good night, all. God bless.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Crystal Lyons here. I like to go walking when I pray, and one day the coolest thing happened. It was mid-morning, and it was already getting really warm. We had this little Boston Bulldog at the time. His name was Bullet. He was with me. And lo and behold, a little sow coon and 2 babies were coming down the road toward us. Well, Bullet took off for her while I'm thinking, this is going to be some good watching. The mama coon headed up the road bank and left the 2 babies to fend for themselves. They were just getting old enough to be on their own, but not yet smart enough to handle it, kind of like teenagers. Well, they arched their little backs and started making that whooping sound that coons make when they're about to eat your lunch, and Bullet tucks his tail and runs back to me with both babies in pursuit. I stand there amazed as those babies come right up to me barking and spitting at Bullet. One even walked over my tennis shoe. Well, I couldn't resist it anymore, and I reached down and grabbed one of them up by the scruff of his neck and started petting him. He just curled up like a kitten in his mama's mouth, and I petted on him, but his litter mate was having second thoughts, so I set the little guy down and watched him go climb up a nearby sapling and threaten us from a safer distance. My day was made. Having an encounter like that was totally unlikely, but in mid-morning, are you kidding? I fully believe that God enjoys giving us things that delight us. I am convinced that God wants us to live this way. Oh, not that every time we pray, God has to do the obviously unnatural. But if we set him as our first priority, life will always have its surprise blessings along the way. Have you enjoyed a delightful experience with God lately? He wants to give you those times, if you'll just make space for him. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4, www.forradio.com and For International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
ForRadio.com.